Let's go to Patty, who's been waiting quite a long time. Patty, hello?
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Patty, you're on the air with Suzanne Northrup.
Hi, Suzanne.
How you doing, Patty?
I'm okay, excited.
Good. Well, all of those things are all good. I'm very well. Thank you for asking. How can I help you, my dear? Who would you like me to connect with?
My dad.
Okay. So before I'm getting with your dad real quick here, I'm going to take it to be, I don't want to do a big stretch here, but your given name is Patricia. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Okay. Who has part of your name?
Who is part of my name?
Yeah, somebody's got part of your name, your first or your middle, because the only time that they speak that way is if it's an honoring within the family.
Well, my middle name is Ann, and my mom's name is Anne Marie.
That takes care of it, doesn't it? Okay. Yeah. That's what I mean by honoring. Okay. So does that mean your mom's passed?
No.
That means your father's talking about your mom.
Aww.
Okay. See, when they do the honoring that way, that's why I was going to say, it isn't just connecting to you, so your father's connected to your mom, which would mean to me that he had an extremely strong connection to your mom.
Yes.
Yes. They had actually quite literally a lovely love affair, I must tell you. Now, do you understand? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And he says you're doing very well by your mom, by the way. I have to tell you that, Patty. So I want you to say your dad is saying you've done the honor thing that he would want you to do within the family, which is take care of the family.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. And you must be what I call the center person, because the center person always tends to be the one that keeps the family together and does all of that stuff.
I try.
Yeah, well, obviously you're doing well because your dad is talking about it. Do you understand that? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, two things here. First of all, your father, has he been passed a while?
Yes.
But he must have been ill, because he showed me even longer than the time of being passed.
Yes.
Because that's the way that they let me know this. So I want to, there's a John that's connected to your dad.
A what?
A John.
My name is John, but unless it's some, I don't know.
Okay. So who's John that's connected to you?
Well, my son's middle name is John.
Your son's middle name. So your father's honoring his grandson.
Okay.
This is just how they do it. This is the way they let you know. So did he know your boy? He must have known your boy.
Yes.
Okay. So he's talking about very strong connection to him. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. The thing I'm going to tell you very strongly about your father, by the way, he's a very strong, dignified man. I want you to know that. And at the end, when he was really in bad shape, this was very hard for him. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you the thing he wants you to know. He says, Patty, I'm standing strong again. I'm standing strong again.
Okay.
I'm standing the way that you would have known me before I got ill. Okay. All right. One last thing here. Did he always wear hats or caps?
Yeah. Well, he wore a hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got it on today, so it's like you'd always know him by this.
Thanks for getting through, Patty. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
You're Bye-bye. Welcome. Take care.
Have a great weekend. 9:02, our guest is Suzanne Northrup, taking live calls. She'll be here again September 7th, Courtyard, Marriott Cromwell, 7 to 9 p.m. Messages from the spirit world to raise money for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Get her tickets at SuzanneNorthrup.com. Take this break. Be right back.
Craig and Company on 96.5 TIC.